So Parkey opens up the scoring, 30 seconds into it. Ties it up. There's a turnover by Green Valley. Chillicothe down court in a hurry. Now set up their half-court offense. Hannah Jones right wing up top. Carson Keithley, she'll take over the point guard spot. 7:15 left to play in the third quarter. 26 apiece. Chillicothe with the basketball. They double-team Clampett. Kick out to Parkey. Over to Jones. Back to Parkey. Parkey sees a three ball. Yes, yes, yes! Oh, that's one I was looking for, Nelly. Oh, baby! Caitlin Parkey have been struggling with their three-point shots the last couple of outings, but that's one we needed. Chillicothe on a 7-0 run over a span of a few minutes of the second and third quarter. Paula Williams couldn't get it to fall. Chillicothe the rebound, then a traveling call trying to work around a press, and Chillicothe turns it back over. Midcourt inbounds play. Canoose sends it in to Claire Rose. 29-26, Chillicothe by three with 6:31 left to play in the third. Around the horn we go over to Randall, circle left. Baseline now for Bailey. Bailey drives inside, and oh, someone connected with Bailey's wrist, it looks like, and Kendall Bailey, the junior, will be at the line. Hannah Jones with two. So Jones with two, Keithley with two, Clampett with two. At the line, Kendall Bailey, first trip for her tonight. Waves it off, lane violation. Stepped over the line, Chillicothe dodges a bullet. Still leading by three, 6:19 left in the third quarter. Chillicothe 29, Green Valley 26. Two teams that made the quarterfinals last year. Nice dish inside to Clampett. Double team posts up and drops it in. Whitney Clampett. Vintage fashion right there. Chillicothe by five, their biggest lead of the game. Randall left wing. Third quarter action here at NCMC in Trenton. Claire Rose left wing gets it inside. Oh, Leatherman posts up. Clampett reaches in and picks her pocket. And then Keithley loses a handle on it, but that was great double-team defense on the taller Williams. As Leatherman got right up in her face, arms extended, that allowed Clampett to come up and pick her pocket. I'd like to see that kind of defense again. Chillicothe 31-26, 5:41 left third quarter. Claire Rose for Green Valley on the right wing working against her defender, Carson Keithley. Baseline now. Kendall Bailey comes up to help him out on the wing after Williams had nowhere to go with it. Up top to Rose again. Shakes and bakes, switches to her left, puts it up. Good defense that time by Chillicothe. Rose with a miss. Jones is going to take it coast to coast and count it. I think I've discovered Lady Hornets in the house. Oh, Nelly. Chillicothe rolling along, baby. Randall left wing. Up top, high post to Bailey. Kick out to Rose, right wing, and what is the call there? 33-26, third quarter, Chillicothe with the lead. Pushing off is the call on Green Valley. And Maddie Canoost will set down in favor of Kayla McBride. Foul is the third one on Kendall Bailey. Green Valley sets up their half-court defense. They put two defenders at the mid-court stripe. Chillicothe sends it down to Clampett. Half-court pass. Clampett drives the baseline and drops it in. And Chillicothe has made some nice adjustments at halftime. They've opened up a 9-point lead. It took Chillicothe a quarter to really get into the swing of things, or most of a quarter. And now they are running on full cylinders. Circle left, Claire Rose drives inside. Leatherman strips her of the ball, but they set a blocking foul. And Claire Rose will go to the line. If that's on Leatherman, that'll be Maggie's first foul. It is first one on Maggie. At the line, Claire Rose, first one tonight. Had 9 in the first quarter, 3 in the second quarter, looking for her first point in the third quarter, and she gets it right there. I've always said that's the best sign of a great player, so he makes her free throws. More legs checks in for Green Valley, and the tall Paula Williams, the senior, sets down for a breather. Rose's second one. In and out, doesn't get it to fall. volleyball match going on. Finally, Jones comes down with a rebound, gets it to Clampett. Clampett, vintage Whitney Clampett, adjusts her body in midair, splits the defenders, and lays it in. Oh, Whitney Clampett, All-State last year. That showed them why she was All-State coach's pick last year. Claire Rose kicks it out right wing. Driving the baseline, Kendall Bailey puts it up. Partially blocked by Parkey. Loose basketball. Picked up by McBride, and she drops it in from high post. Well, that is definitely one that Grain Valley needed. 37-29, Chillicothe by 8. They led by as many as 10 in this quarter. 3:43 left to play in the third. 37-29, Chillicothe. Clampett, left wing. Up top to Leatherman. Circle right, Keithley. Parkey throws her a screen up top to Jones. Doesn't want to shoot over top of the taller Bailey. Gives it back to Keithley. Fakes the tray. Drives inside. Blocking foul. Went head on into Mangum. Mangum with her first foul. Team fouls even at two apiece. Carson Keithley at the line for the first time tonight. Chillicothe leading 37-29. Third quarter, 3:24 left in the third. Keithley, first one, rolls around, doesn't connect. And they let some players come in. Randall comes out, and Seipert, the freshman, checks back in. Keithley. Second one not there. Clampett avoids an over-the-back call. Very well could have been called. They let him play on. Green Valley with the board. Rose brings it down court. Backs it back out. Dances around. Goes up top to McBride. Around the horn we go. McBride back at the free throw line. Trying to work around Leatherman. Shoots over top of her. McBride with her second bucket. And it's back-to-back buckets for McBride. And it's now just a six-point lead. Chillicothe could use a bucket here. When you're in the lead, it's simple. All you have to do is trade buckets with him. That's all you need to do. And Clampett. Oh, nice drive inside. Gets her own rebound and a stick back. Whitney Clampett strutting her stuff. Clampett had a nice drive through the paint. Stuck with it. Got a rebound. She's got 14 of the team's 39. And it's back up to an eight-point lead. Claire Rose working against Keithley. Oh, nice job. Getting it to fall on Claire Rose. And Rose with 15. Timeout. We're back after this. Chillicothe leads at 39-33 on KCHI.